Very good, said Steerforth. You'll be glad to spend another shilling or so in almond cakes, I dare say. I said, yes, I should like that too. And another shilling or so in biscuits and another in fruit, eh? Said Steerforth. I say, young Copperfield, you are going to eat. I smiled because he smiled, but I was a little troubled in my mind too. Well, said Steerforth, we must make it stretch as far as we can, that's all. I'll do the best in my power for you. I can go out when I like, and I'll smuggle the prog in. With these words, he put the money in his pocket and kindly told me not to make myself uneasy. He would take care. It should be all right. He was as good as his word. If that were all right, which I had a secret misgiving, it was nearly all wrong, for I feared it was a waste of my mother's 2 half-crowns, though I had preserved the piece of paper they were wrapped in, which was a precious saving. When we went upstairs to bed, he produced the whole 7 shillings worth and laid it out on my bed in the moonlight, saying, There you are, young Copperfield, and a royal spread you've got.